This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in studio by Dr. Matthew Clark. We're going to be chatting about how parents should talk to their children about the events that took place in Newtown, as well as red flags folks may want to keep an eye out that would help in preventing a situation like this happen in the future. How are you doing today, Dr. Matthew?
Good. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. So we're still utterly in shock over the great loss of life in Newtown. There's really no words. What should parents be saying to their children about this event?
Well, I think it really depends on their age.
Okay.
Like younger children, you just want to assure them that you and the other adults in their life are doing everything they can to keep them safe and to protect them. And if you have any kind of spirituality, talk to them about how they pray to God to protect them also, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then with older kids, you can kind of talk to them about statistics, that even though this is all over the news right now, it is on the news because it is such a rare event and such a rare atrocity that occurred. And just kind of talk to them about how statistically they're safe to go to their school. It's statistically not going to happen at their school or in their life.
What are some things parents shouldn't do, shouldn't say?
Well, kids use you as like a Geiger counter for their emotionality. So if they see you overreact or super stressed out or crying all the time about this, then that's going to negatively affect them for sure. So I think that if we stay calm and collected and watch what we say around them and to them, that'll be really good for the kids. I think they'll be there for their questions, for their statements that they make about it. Be there in the room with them if they are watching it on TV or if it comes up, or even if it's younger children or children you think that shouldn't be exposed to it, then go ahead and turn the channel if it comes on or turn the TV off.
Okay. And now, should parents be in contact with the school's principal and the teacher to make sure that their child is acting all right in class?
Yeah. I mean, I encourage parents all the time to check in with their children's teachers just to see how they're doing. If they think that they're sad or stressed out or worried, or if they seem to be acting differently, or if they express anything about this topic or anything, or if they're drawing pictures about it. Younger children may not talk about things, but they might show it in their play or in their pictures that they're drawing, things like that. Yeah.
Now, we were talking about kind of watching of the news coverage. How should parents be limiting that for their children and filtering that, perhaps?
Yeah, and that's difficult because even in buildings, you'll see the screens with the news going on, or even in department stores, things like that, or on the radio or on Facebook. It's popping up everywhere now. So it's kind of hard to control what your children are exposed to. I think just being there to talk to them about it, being there to listen to what they're saying, what they're going through. I mean, I personally try to very much limit on the exposure that children have to violence and just negativity in the news in general, actually.
Sure. Now, there's lots of talk about gun regulations, but also the mental health of the shooter. What should people be on the lookout in others that could be considered red flags that could possibly prevent a similar incident?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of these individuals are kind of isolated. They have a tendency to have just kind of an angst about them of kind of like a self-righteous anger. They seem depressed. Lots of times young males will show their depression through violence and aggression, either towards themselves, towards objects, punching walls, breaking things, or even hurting themselves, things like that. So I think any kind of severe change in your child, or if they just seem unhappy, if they seem isolated, lonely, a common theme seems to be an expression of just feeling all alone in the world.
And we've unfortunately seen a lot of these shootings take place over the last few months. We had one take place in Aurora, Colorado at the screening of Batman on the outskirts of Portland, Oregon. And then obviously a number of shootings, unfortunately, before that. But are there any commonalities you see in these shooters, kind of a thread that runs between them?
Well, I was just watching an interview with this last shooter's brother, and he mentioned the word Asperger's. And I don't want to insinuate that many people with Asperger's are violent or dangerous or anything like that. But he was talking about how he had always been a little different as far as socially and as far as communication skills, and that he had had a series of problems while growing up. I think a lot of these people do not have the skills in conflict resolution, anger management, coping skills like that, about communicating with people to resolve their problems. So I think that if your child, and I know it's sexist, but especially a lot of young males don't have the skills in communicating, ending conflicts with people, working things out. So a social skills group, a friendship group, even getting them on a sports or Odyssey of the Minds or a church youth group, and then, of course, getting them mental health therapy to help with those kinds of things.